1-800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That was visited upon our Sandy Hook school was not deserved. It is the angry and desperate act of a confused young man.
Yes, an angry and desperate act. That is certainly one way to look at it. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America, tonight. It is with a very heavy heart that we do this show in watching so many people teary-eyed go through the weekend. Some having connections to the state of Connecticut, some having connections to the people whose lives were shattered when their children were murdered in school on a typical Friday morning that turned into anything but typical. When you have 12 first grade girls being shot to death and 8 first grade boys losing their lives, and 6 adults at a school trying to educate and mentor and teach children not about what was about to happen to them. But yet these kids had practiced drills for emergencies and were completely ready to do what they had to do to duck under a table. They never were given that chance to even try to do that because it happened just so fast when 20-year-old Adam Lanza decided to change so many lives by taking guns and getting into a school that was locked by smashing a window and opening it, opening the door and getting by the secretary and the principal and others as he went on a rampage, killing so many innocent children. Bullets firing inside the school, the pinging of it, shattering glass windows of the classroom, going into cars in the parking lot, and hundreds of unfired bullets. Who knows what else could have happened there once the police got inside. It's believed that's when he turned the gun on himself and took his own life. And this all started after he killed his mother, then went to the school. So we have nothing but questions and sorrow. The why. Why did this happen? What drove him to this place? What now as a nation? You know that the gun debate is going to be wide open. Talking about the amount of magazines that he had. Will there be a push to limit so-called assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition clips? There are already a number of politicians saying that they are going to go to work on this in January, when a new Congress is ushered in. How many people on the Hill will support any kind of gun ban legislation and then ultimately take it to the chamber floor? That's a big question. Big question. What about mental health? Clearly, he was out of his mind, and his mother was taking care of him. He was living with his mother, couldn't live on his own, wasn't in school. Part of the time he had to be homeschooled was socially awkward, as he's been described by many classmates who said he seemed nice enough but didn't fit in and didn't try to fit in. So now it's the custom of when something like this happens, a lot of lip service is given to things that need to happen in the mental health area when it comes to assault weapons. And when it comes to schools, access to schools, should somebody be armed at school? And even saying that, I'm certain I will get a ton of email from people who think it's absolutely ridiculous to send kids to school and think that they need to have somebody on the property armed with a gun as protection. Don't think that would get by many school boards, to tell you the truth. Let's have the conversation, though. No matter how you feel about this, and especially when things start to subside, because we've heard this before. Virginia Tech massacre, when that happened, there was an outrage, a cry that something had to happen. How does somebody who is that sick mentally and has a record of that, how does he get his hands on weapons without any kind of a check? But nothing changed. Nothing changed in Virginia. Then we just have seen mall shootings. What's happened in mall shootings? What happened to Gabby Giffords and the people who went to see her? What happened at the movie theater in Colorado? Clearly, people are also snapping, especially some of these disturbed young guys who are somewhere between 18 and 25 years old. So the system is failing them. Something is not right. Some sort of red flag has to be there that clearly so many are missing. Or if they see the red flag, they're ignoring it because it's easier to ignore it than have to deal with a problem. Psychiatric care is huge. What happens when the young boy who is troubled becomes a young man and doesn't make the transition and is incredibly raw and vulnerable? It certainly is the time, once people heal from, and I don't know that you ever heal, but once there is more healing over what's happened in Connecticut at that Sandy Hook Elementary, once that's happened a little bit more, this conversation needs to really happen across the board as to what as a society can we do? How do we address this? What do we need to do? Do we need to have better background checks? Is that it? People with psychological problems not getting their hands, not having access to the weapons? In the case of Adam Lanza, his mother legally had the guns, was very comfortable around the guns, his mother was, and certainly I would have to believe didn't think that this was going to happen with her son. She was a gun enthusiast. She was a collector. He was probably very, very familiar with them. But she definitely did not want this path for her child, I guarantee it. Your thoughts, 855-266-5283.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 14th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,697.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,739.81, $869.91 for a half ounce, or $434.95 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,739.81, $869.91, and $434.95.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For the victims of the school shootings, that's where we're at. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283 if you want to ring in and let your opinion be heard on all aspects of what happened on Friday morning. Jack from Down Under says any politician that tries to draft a law infringing on the Second Amendment should be charged with treason. And meanwhile, Creative Lady, who is very chatty on the chat, says this, that don't hate all mental health. You're looking at the wrong avenue. I disagree. We're looking at the right avenue. I'm saying that there needs to be more access to mental health facilities. There has to be a way to for us to see things that are happening and really do whatever we can to funnel people that are having problems in the right direction, because it still is very taboo to talk about mental health issues, even though we keep hearing that it's not. That's not true. So for such a long period of time, post-traumatic stress wasn't even really, really addressed in the military because nobody wanted to admit that, and they weren't going to go and get help. They didn't want any kind of a black mark on their record. They didn't want anyone to know that they had sought any kind of psychiatric help or whatnot, and that has to be available. There has to be a way to shuttle people with serious problems in the right direction. There has to be better mental health professionals, and that's a tough job, whether it's psychologists or psychiatrists. And what are we talking about? People working in public facilities, maybe they're not paid enough, and then they go into private practice, and what they charge would be way too much for some of the people who need the mental health the most. But we have to look at our system. We have to look at identifying people and doing something to stop it if we can sooner rather than later. Could this kid have been made to feel more secure? Could he have had more friendships? Could he not have stood out as socially inept? Could he have somehow fit in better? Or maybe fit in is not the right word, because why can't we promote individuality? But could he have not felt more embraced? And you can't lay that on his parents, because who knows what they tried to do and what they did and what his mother did. And he was homeschooled at one point, and his family had gotten a divorce. His father and mother had gotten divorced. Did that affect him? That seems to affect a lot of kids, depending on what age they are and where they are at the time, but it affects them. So these are all questions I don't know that we can knock down in his case. And then the question of the guns and whether or not this is all part of this process when it comes to, I'll call them so-called assault rifles. The guns that he had, I don't believe they were locked up, and I don't believe the mother, I guess, thought that they didn't need to be locked up, but why she didn't think that, and I don't know that for sure. We don't know. We don't know if that's what happened here or not. That's why they're looking through. The FBI grabbed the computers that were all smashed up to try to find whatever they could find out about the hours leading up to what happened. Was there emails? Was there a trail of what was he thinking? Did he post things anyplace else? Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Well, Kate, now, isn't it interesting that bad guys do something with guns and then all the good guys get blamed for it? They want to take all our guns away because nutcase. Look, if you want to stop this and you're the president, if you really want to stop it, you say, you know what, in 30 days, I'm going to have a armed, trained, screened security guard in every elementary school in the United States of America. Boom. And that's going to be an executive order. We're going to get done. That's what Obama needs to do. Instead, he wants to take everybody's guns away and, you know, thinking that, oh, well, the magazines were too big. How long does it take to change a magazine, Kate? Okay? Not very long.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what you need to do. You need to put an armed security guard in a school. You know how many retired cops there are out there who would volunteer easily to do that? You know how many veterans are out there? You know, it's doable, and, you know, with all the volunteers, it wouldn't cost that much money. But instead, you know, they want to go with the gun control thing. And the mental health, give me a break. They're making so much money drugging our kids, drugging our youngsters, drugging entire swaths of the population.
Let's stop there. Maybe that's the problem, is too many drugs, just not trying to treat the problem, just saying, oh, your kid needs to take a pill because he's got AD, you know, he's attention deficit disorder, or he's got something else, and we're just that's what we're diagnosing it as, and we're just throwing pills at it. You do make a good point. That means better mental health professionals instead of drugging them.
Yeah, well, like I said, there's so much money being made on that. And you know, when you make money, guess what? Who gets attacked? The federal government.
Right, right. Right,
hey,
well, that's true.
Listen, this is something really big, though. Look at Norway. I think you have Saul Album, your good friend, coming on the show. Okay.
He is, yes.
You know that the biggest killing in the industrialized world, the mass killing of children, was in Norway, I think a year or two ago.
Yes.
They had one guy, and they have complete gun control in Norway, okay?
Right.
You know, you can't just, carry an M16 around there. That guy killed 77 kids.
You're okay? Right.
Mm-hmm. And you know how many people there are in Norway? 5 million. That means we're 60 times bigger than Norway. That would have meant like over 4,000 dead kids. you imagine that? Mm. You know, so, and I don't know what they did in Norway. It'd be great to ask him about that. I don't know if he wants to even talk about it, but that's, you know, it's not gun control. It's being able to do something that not necessarily is going to make you money or make you political, capital. I mean, just get, you know, get a bipartisan committee. If our government can't get a security guard in every elementary school in this country, then they are worthless, and we should go and do what Iceland did and throw all the bums out. Kate, thank you very much for your time. Love you.
Tomas, thanks with some hard opinions. Okay, so let me address a couple of things that Tomas said. I agree with the handguns. I'm not crazy about access to massive, ridiculous military-style weapons. And I'll say the same thing, so-called assault rifles that hunters that I know say, unnecessary, don't need it, have plenty of other guns, love guns. I have family members that have tons of guns that can tell me all about them and are in check, lock them up, keep good care of them, know they have, you know, when to use them, have access to them, have gone through checks. You know, probably my favorite cousin John, who grew up hunting, who grew up in Texas and then moved to Chicago and can't believe that he can't have a concealed and carry in Chicago. It infuriates him, and he's got a young daughter and a wife and feels that he's much more vulnerable. He would say the same thing about the magazines and the assault-style rifles, and saying that, hey, he enjoys guns, he enjoys shooting, he knows them, but that he doesn't, that's fine, he would agree to that. He says, if that's it, boom, I would agree to that. But the point that Tomas made, because the gun thing, we're not solving that in a show. The point that Tomas made is one that I made and have gotten slam dunk for on many, many occasions. It's not the first time I've said it, is exactly what he said. And I've just said it recently on this show. Why can't we have an off-duty police officer, the retired cop down the street, newly retired, not that old, somebody who understands firearms, what to do, and you have them patrolling an area? But the negative side of that would be, wow, so our kids have to have a guard at their school. And what if that guard does have to shoot somebody and it's in a crowded hallway with a bunch of other kids? But, you know, we could play the what-if scenario all night long and we'll never come to the table with anything conclusive. And I hope that we don't see that happen here, that this isn't a wasted opportunity for our government, because they really do need a kick in the pants if they don't do something after this horrible slaying massacre in Connecticut. Stay with us.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I like to see you right across the floor.
Talking about what happened in Connecticut in the school shooting. There's a couple of different sides to this. We know that the safety of kids has got to be a concern. I'm sure there are a lot of parents who are worried about their children seeing and hearing about what happened at Connecticut, because you can't really shield them from that as much as you might try. Kids are smart, and they know, and they talk, whether it's on the bus, in the schoolyard, in between classrooms. They'll talk. They know. They know what happened. They know about the first graders, and it's awful. And the question becomes, what do you do to keep schools safer? Because we've had lots of school shootings, or so it seems. I say lots when you think of the amount of people, and then you multiply that by the schools and everything. It's really a small amount, but one is too many. And Columbine seem to crack open the door. People forget there are other things that have happened in Amish country, the people who were killed when some nut went into an Amish schoolhouse, and that's a one-room schoolhouse. They had nowhere to go. Everybody was just slaughtered right there on the spot. There have been other shootings across the country. In California, they had a bad one. They had another one in the Midwest, in Ohio, and we are coming off of a week where an Oregon mall became a combat zone because somebody went in who had sold all his stuff, was going to Hawaii, but not so fast. First, I'm going to run through Macy's in a town just a stone's throw away from Portland. And I'm going to wreak havoc with these people. And in his case, his gun jammed or more people would have been killed. his gun jammed. In this case, the police came in just in time. Otherwise, 20-year-old Adam Lanza may have killed more people. And also, by the way, coming up here in America tonight, we don't want to give so much time to the murderer. We'd rather talk about some of the victims, and they're being identified, the victims of that school shooting. They've all been identified, but more stories about them are coming out, and I think that's good. We should, even if they had a young life that was tragically cut way too short and it should have never happened, there should be a point where they're celebrated, so it's more about the faces than the fact that we just know them as a group. Stacy in Mississippi, my friend, how are you?
Just fine, ma'am. I'm going to try to do it real sweet and short. I love the show and you know it. But anyway, automatic weapons. I'm not talking about semi-automatic weapons. I'm talking about fully automatic weapons should be banned from the public, period. I don't care who like it, who don't. I have semi-automatic weapons myself and all mine are registered. But I got so much to say. Anyway, that should.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you. But stop for a second, Stacey, because I agree with you. What you just said there, I agree. Absolutely. They should just be banned. Just ban them. And I say the rest of the guns are fine, but get rid of those.
Yeah, all except for the military.
Yeah.
Okay. And on top of that, I had so much I want to say to you, and Lord God, if I can remember it all, which I've lost a child myself, but it wasn't like that, but I ain't lose one myself. But anyway, I feel for the people and pray for them to get over it, but they will never get over it. But anyway, it's been 10 years for me, we never got over it. Hey, not going to get over it. But anyway, let me get to this one main thing I want to say before I forget it. As far as children, that's like mentally, I don't know what you'd call it, if the parents know it, doctors know it, whatever, disturbed, or I don't know how you'd put it. Anyway, I think they should be put on a list. I'm serious. On a list, just like, not a sex offender, but some kind of list just like that, for you would know ahead of time this person has a problem. So, you know, we need to be looking out, just like a rapist or whatever, but this kid, on top of that, Ritalin, they use for kids that have ADHD or whatever. Ritalin, once you get above 21 years old, it calms children down, but once you get one above 21, 22 years old, 23, you know what Ritalin does? It's illegal freaking cocaine.
Yeah, it makes them the opposite.
Believe me, I know. I have to use all kinds of drugs because I broke my neck and everything. I said, whoa. I'm like, wow, man, this is like doing cocaine or something or another, which I don't do cocaine. I mean, it's like wide open. You know, it goes from slowing them down, and then if they still use it when they get older, it speeds them up. But, I do think there ought to be people in schools with guns, and also that's one of the main topics. Taking away guns from people, just like myself. I'm a God-fearing person. I'm a good person. I don't have anything against anybody, and I wouldn't kill anybody for nothing in the world. They'd have to kill me first. Well, if they pulled a gun on me, it might be different. But just like me, I'm sitting here right now. I got a loaded automatic gun, semi-automatic gun on me that is registered in my name. But if somebody comes on my land or anywhere threatening my life, of course you're going to use it. I thought about it the other day. I was sitting there listening to it. On the same station, 98.1, that you're on right now, I'm listening to. I said, it's a Sonic restaurant. I said, well, somebody pulled out a gun right now, and I ain't told the manager. Me and him was talking. I said, you know, if everybody towed a gun like the Wild West, you know, if somebody pulled out a gun right there and started firing down, I said, first thing I'd do, is pull my gun out. I'd take him out. And taking away guns from people is the most ignorant thing in the world. But there are certain guns, like fully automatic, like machine guns, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
People, besides the military, have no business having it. You need a fully automatic gun to kill a deer, a rabbit, a squirrel? No. They should be took away. And kids that have mental problems should be put on a list, just like sex offenders or whatever. Not saying they're sex offenders. You know what I'm saying. Put them on
right.
a list. But you know
Red ahead flag.
Of time that they could be a problem in the future.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes common sense. And it don't take the president. It takes people with common sense to do it. And there's so much I want to say to you, Miss Kate. And it's just, I forget half of it. I tried to think. What I want to tell you, but I forget all of it. But I hope I got most of it in.
It was good. It was Stacy. You know, a lot of what you're saying makes sense. And you're talking about, as I said before, if you're a hunter, you don't need to have, it's not like you have to have this, you know, James Bond machine gun and thousands of bullets. Naturally, we certainly agree on that when we're talking about some kinds of weapons, not handguns and whatnot. And even hunters themselves will differentiate between what they use and what does is just totally unnecessary. To his other point, if there was a list, people are so sensitive about the mental health issues and how it's a scourge if you have something that you're going and seeking treatment for. And remember, it's not, there are different forms of mental illness and the severity and all of that. But I think the main thing is you cannot have guns around those kinds of people, period, because they may harm themselves. It might be just killing themselves. So you cannot have access to the weapons for anyone that's like that. And her son had mental issues, had mental problems. And the danger of the list is, but ultimately there would have to be one. The danger of the list is somebody getting on that shouldn't be on there, somebody who is not really, doesn't really have these serious mental problems, but they're on the list because they went to seek help for one thing. It could get it would have to really be tightly looked at, and that's the problem. We know that with lists, this is what so often happens is somebody's on the wrong list. It's like the terror watch list. If you're on that, you have to constantly be questioned, or they'll let you go through, but with a jaundiced eye as they're watching you. And that's the problem, singling people out and not putting better thought into it. It'd be easy if you're talking about a handful of people, but you'd be talking about a much greater list. I am certain of it. The image that a lot of us keep seeing as they release stories about the kids that were killed and 12 girls were killed, I saw a picture of a young girl, Emily Alice Parker, and she was killed with her classmates at Sandy Hook. And the grin on her face, the excitement on her face, oh, it just tears you up. And then there's another little girl named Anna Marquez Green. She was also in the same situation, cute little girl with bright eyes and apparently musically talented. She also, like her roommate, was one of the victims. And I think giving the faces, the stories of the kids, in one way tears you up, but it also lifts you up to know that they had an impact on so many, and they were little people who had bright futures, many, many, many of them. Stay with us.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friday morning for me, and then it turned sour as many of you started to find out about what happened in Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut, tiny, tiny little hamlet there, 45 miles or so away from Hartford and a stone's throw away from New York City. It's all about the why, what led to this tragedy in Newton, Connecticut, and certainly, we know this is going to end up in the lap of the Supreme Court. We talked about guns a couple of weeks ago, and we were saying this on the heels of what had gone down in Portland, Oregon. And this Connecticut gunman, you can't ignore it. We're trying to get the portrait of who are these guys that are part of this crowd of lone gunmen, sometimes with somebody else, but who feel as though they're alone in the world, and that's how they're described by people. And he fits the bill, the 20-year-old who did this. So the Connecticut massacre gunman, who was an awkward kind of guy, what pushed him off the ledge to do what he did with really no connection other than his mother occasionally in her lifetime had been a substitute teacher. What was the connection to why would he go into the first grade? And I think that was just random. It was the location of the classroom. And unfortunately, it was I mean, any kids in there is terrible. Because you're talking about only up to fourth grade. It's an elementary school. And it raises the question of, frankly, how safe are the schools? What's the plan? What can you do if the school is under siege? What do the kids know to do? And I think a lot of parents are having these discussions with their kids. They're forced to have them because of the severity of the situation in Connecticut and how much it's being talked about. You cannot shelter them completely from those scenes, and perhaps this is a good opportunity to have that conversation about what to do and protection and, you know, the United States in general and philosophies that you can water down, let's say, for some younger minds. But the message was clear from the president. We will have to change because there are far too many of these. One is way too many, and we have seen a rash of it in the last couple of years. And some plots have been, if you will, plots, have been stopped before they happen, but not enough. Not for what happened at Sandy Hook Elementary on Friday. The president said he came to offer love and prayers of a nation. And it's the search for a motive that drives us all crazy. Why? Why did we get to this point with him? How did we end up here? I didn't want to end the hour not talking about a couple of other things because so much of the focus has been on what happened in Newton, Connecticut. But I wanted to talk about a couple of other things. Benghazi, December 20th, the Secretary of State, as she is now a lame duck in her position almost, after crisscrossing all over the globe, she's stepping down from that position. So it's another cabinet shuffle. Looks like Bob Kerry is the guy who's going to be nominated. He shouldn't have a lot of problems. Clinton, though, with the Benghazi thing, she's not going to testify. And the reason why is because she got a concussion. She was dehydrated, smacked her head, I guess, on the floor. And they said the concussion that was diagnosed on Thursday puts her out of commission. So she will not testify as to the Libyan consulate in Benghazi. And she got sick, she fainted, boom. They say the concussion, they didn't determine if the concussion was severe, only saying it happened at her house, and she had a stomach virus, she fainted after she got dehydrated. So she's been advised by her doctors to avoid strenuous activity with the job, and I have a feeling she's not. That's why they said we've got to cancel the Benghazi testimony, because she's not up to it. They clearly want her to testify at some point, but she's not going to do that anytime soon. She caught the virus during a recent visit to Europe, which makes sense. Because I said this before, talk about packing some bags. She is definitely packing some bags under those eyes. She looks completely and thoroughly exhausted. She needs a two-week nap. That's why she bounced her head on the floor, because she's not well rested. And you could tell that in the recent interviews that she gave. So no wonder why she fainted. And the reason why is because she's not getting enough rest in between all these places where she's flying to. This is a feel-good story. We needed a feel-good story, what I used to call the daily salute, where we applauded, woohoo, the person of the moment. And the person of the moment is a donor who gave 5,000 bikes to Arizona. 5,000 bikes. Think of the expense of that. Wow. And what an incredibly selfless and generous thing to do. Because no matter how much money you have or don't have, we're all ending up in kind of similar situations. So what's the legacy? And I think the donor wanted to be anonymous because he didn't want a bunch of credit for it. He wanted to just do it. He wanted to get them bikes, and that was that. And he wasn't going to have to slap his name on some plaque somewhere. So an Arizona church program started by an anonymous donor more than 20 years ago, gave out bikes and has been doing that to underprivileged children as they try to do something to brighten their path on the Christmas holidays. They did it about 20 years ago. They had 50 bicycles and one donor. That same donor increased the number of bicycles he gives away every year because the need gets even bigger. The need grows to unbelievable heights that they didn't expect. That's what happens when you're least expecting it. Things go in a much different way. So they, over the weekends, they reach out to the people who hurt the most, and they try to make sure they get a Christmas gift, and bikes would be a good one. You can run to the store on a bike. You can go on job interviews if you're in a small enough place with that scenario surrounding you. And to give 5,000 bikes is just tremendous. 5,000. So whoever you are, woohoo! The Phoenix First Assembly Church donated those bikes to kids on Saturday. You can imagine their eyes were popping out of their head that finally they were getting that bike. And with that many given away, you would figure there would have to be some kind of organized, in a way, some organized bike races. And it makes it that much more, to me, it makes it that much more interesting. Hey, you can always send me your thoughts. You know how to do that, americatonight.net. Just go to the email, click on contact, and bada bing, just like that, you are in. What a great thing to do. Let yourself kind of soak things in, marinate for a while, if you will, and then let the comments fly. Big reminder here, because we're tripping into the holidays, on Wednesday into Thursday, we'll still have a Nail the Score. So if you're around, you want to make sure you call. But we'll do another Nail the Score, which has to do with football. So we'll look at the games of the week. The supercomputer will pick the game of the week. And once that happens, then you call in those three segments and tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. Woohoo!
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.